Two, one.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble waking up.
Thank God it's Friday.
Is it Friday already?
You want to know an ideal Friday in my world?
Moronic commentary and stupid sound effects.
This is my kind of show.
They got great banter.
Yeah!
It's Friday, Pumpkin.
Thank God it's Friday.
Hold on a second, you guys are the best.
Well then, what are we waiting for?
You have to say it!
Say what?
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It is the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Today's poll question, and don't forget, we've got some great prizes coming up with our text contest. Give you a chance to win some yummy stuff if you can correctly answer something from today's show. We might even include Armstrong and Getty in there. So today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you think the school closures are the cause of children's mental health issues? Interesting. Yesterday's poll question, if an inmate in the Nevada correctional system is taken to the hospital, should family or emergency contacts be immediately notified? 28% of those participating in the poll said nope. Could be a security risk. Really? How's it a security risk? At least that's what people in the correctional department actually said. No, we can't give you that information. I'm his mother. It doesn't matter. It's a security risk. Okay. It is the Monica J. Show, but at times I have to relinquish power or at least be willing to have him as a co-partner or an interview. Or really, whatever he wants to do, because damn it, he owns the freaking radio station.
such a sacrifice on your part.
Such a sacrifice. Jerry Evans joining us right now. And are you all ready for the 18th and 19th?
And
20th?
Of
June.
For?
18th, the 19th? Axelson Foundation.
Oh, you know, sad, bad news, breaking news. To the extreme shortage of ammunition, all the shooting courses have been canceled. In fact, I've got to update the promotion or the promo for that, which I'll do here. Apologies. Yeah. Yeah. It. You know, as you get out there, that there is an extreme shortage of ammunition. Yeah. The shooting course that I was supposed to be involved in on Saturday, you were supposed to have 200 rounds. That's a lot of shooting of a... And not necessarily a large, but a rifle caliber for the long-range shooting. So, so I've got to inform people of that and change the promo. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'll do that within the hour. But unfortunately, all of the shooting courses are canceled this year due to the extreme shortage of ammunition.
That sucks because we only had a couple of spots left to fill.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I'll mention and give a free plug to... Nevada Cerakote and SecDef that just got in 100,000 rounds of 9mm, 120 grain, domestically made. That's in the store while it lasts, as well as 223. If Stone Cold Steve Austin doesn't hog it all up, there will still be some at the store available. Check and cash only. No credit card charges on the ammunition. And I just got that information just a couple of days ago. So
you know, I went and I got some hollow point, and it was double the price
It's insane.
Of what I had purchased it for, years past. So
yeah. And I had a friend that was going to be shooting with me on Saturday who went and paid about $74 a box of 7mm. And bought about 6 or 7 boxes of it, and then it's canceled. However, I think he could probably off that if he needed or wanted to. My suggestion, just keep it or use it down the road. Next year, hopefully. But yeah, the shooting courses Friday and Saturday are canceled. However, the golf, the dinner, and the auction, I'm going to forget the name. They're out near Sparks. They make 50 cals. There's one of those. It's not Barrett. I forget the name of the company. But anyway, they have given them a 50 cal rifle to it's either going to be at auction or a raffle on Sunday night at the thing. So you can come out to the golf course, say hi to the folks. And actually, we're going to be providing the golf balls too this year with the 99.1 logo on them.
Nice.
Hey, I got an idea. Actually, this is not why I'm here, but as you were doing that poll question, you know, sometimes I do know that I push it just a little far and I make people uncomfortable, Republicans in particular, because as I announced about a month ago, I am a rhino. I have not much in common at all with the Republican Party, especially the Republican Party in Nevada. Some people would call them rhinos for being like Democrats. I think I am a rhino because I'm a conservative. And every time I get one of these emails from Dina Titus, I don't know Dina. I've never met her. She may be just a fine, nice lady, but I don't think she belongs in the Republican Party and in the Nevada government.
Okay, let me stop you there. That's not Dina Titus. That's Robin Titus.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Well, what's the difference? You know, about a month ago when I was on the air and I got this email and I read that and I thought, man, you're just completely oblivious, blind. I would say deaf, dumb, and blind to the conservatives that are still a part of the Republican Party in Nevada, and especially for the district that you represent, because the entire email she was complaining about Republicans not being participating or getting any of their bills passed or even listened to by Democrats. And I guess I'll put bragging with a question mark in parentheses, bragging about how many bills got passed with Democrat support. And of course, she said Democrat support when they were in power. And did anyone besides me go, wait a minute, that's not exactly why we got you elected?
I could care less if a Democrat supports what I want to get passed.
You know, and that's another thing, too, is how they've taken the English language and twisted it to where what I consider to be a partisan, or a positive, rather, when you use the term partisan, so what? If it's accomplishing conservative principles and conservative governance, that's a good thing. Partisanship is good if you're fighting for the conservative cause, which would be less government as well. But they Republicans, they tend to think of it as a negative. Democrats certainly don't. So anyway, her latest email is, let me just read you a very short paragraph. Good morning, friends. I just wrapped up my morning run through beautiful Smith Valley. Around mile 4, I'm wondering what she's trying to get across here with the fact that she can run 4 miles.
Yeah.
Around mile 4, I kept thinking, I was very tempted to inject myself into that. I won't. I'll read it verbatim. Around mile 4, I kept thinking about all the friends I saw yesterday at the annual Women for Amaday event at the Peppermill. You sure can feel the excitement. You sure can feel the excitement in the air among Republicans clamoring to win back our state at all office levels. Which, by the way, I responded to the email, and I do respond to them, although I think it just gets dumped. It doesn't bounce back as undeliverable. But it was just something a little snarky, which was, you mean like the last time that the Republicans had control of the government at all levels and that margins tax, so-called commerce tax, got passed? Is that what you're talking about? Let me go on and read one more sentence. A one-party control system creates extreme, hyper-partisan legislation that favors special interests and leaves Nevada families behind. And that's the kicker right there. That's where you... Well, wait a minute. You had that. But it was a positive when you were... When the Republicans had the supermajority, but when Democrats have it, it's not good because that's partisanship. So
it's the same thing that the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer did when the Republicans were all in control of, you know, of the government. It's just you have to play nice when you're on the losing side. But, you know, Jerry, the big thing that you're missing here is that Robin Titus, who is the so-called conservative, put the two most liberal Republicans in as her assistant leaders.
Yeah, and she is the...
Jill Tolles and the other one.
Good enough. The other one.
the guy.
Yeah, she's the Assembly Republican leader, Dr. Is she a doctor? Dr. Robin Titus.
Yes, she's a doctor.
Yeah.
She's a real doctor as compared to Dr. Jill Biden.
I got sidetracked, but people think of me as being pretty extreme at times and making Republicans uncomfortable. Those of you that are listening, that are true blue, that's probably more accurate, isn't it? True blue Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
If you get the... Where I was going with that.
Yeah, we get that.
Okay, so here it is. And it's the same axe that I was trying to sharpen on the air about a month and a half ago. Is Michael Roberson and those that supported him to some or to a lesser extent an accomplice to murder?
How was that?
Remember, Michael Roberson was the co-sponsor of the bill, the only Republican that sponsored that bill that gave Mr. Guzman the right and the privilege to drive to Reno and kill that couple, to drive to Douglas County and kill those two women.
Yep.
A little extreme?
That is extreme. People have to be held accountable for the decisions that they make, and that includes the way that they vote. You know, it...
And then look at the people that supported Michael Roberson.
Yeah.
You won't be finding me at too many Republican gatherings for the time being, including the Basque Fry with the person that puts that on that's running for Senate, I think, who was holding hands with Michael Roberson during his last campaign for governor. That's Adam Laxalt. Or Jim Wheeler, another one that supported Michael Roberson, who supported giving Wilbur Guzman the right, I think that's his name, Wilbur, the right to drive instead of, you know, I kind of think maybe if he didn't have the privilege to drive in Nevada, he might have not... Maybe it would have been somebody in Carson City. I don't know. And I certainly wouldn't suggest that that would be better.
Well, either that or he would have been the typical criminal, which an illegal already is, and just driven anyway.
Yeah.
Kind of like all those, you know, people that create all the gun violence.
Watch your words there, lady. No such thing. I got lots of guns. They're not violent.
Yeah.
Once again, it's just more and more often I feel myself more like a Democrat at a Republican gathering or one of those events, at which I'm finding myself going to fewer and fewer of those, not meaning that I'm a liberal and all these people are conservative. I'm a conservative, and it seems like all of these Nevada Republicans, not all, but most, are liberal.
Well, in that, I am already seeing the GOP is playing their typical games. You know, we've seen here Robin is coming out, you know, saying the whole Mark Amaday, the women for Mark Amaday thing. We've got Laxalt, usual name, is going to take on Catherine Cortez Masto's seat for Senate. We've got Dean Heller running for governor. So what do you guess that they're going to support him and back him for that? So it's the same names. It's the same mistakes. And I'm afraid that good people like Fred Simon are not going to be taken into consideration because they've already got their backing behind these old ponies.
Yeah, you see that nationally, and you certainly see it in Nevada, where it is more about the party than the people.
Yep.
The Republicans will back the Republicans, the rhinos, for different rhinos than Jerry, than me.
And the people they know.
Yeah, exactly. That's happened with Roberson. I mean, it seems to me like Adam Laxalt might be governor right now if he hadn't been holding hands thigh to thigh on every television ad for Michael Roberson.
Yeah.
Fully supporting him.
Well, and it goes back to this is why we have to, you know, we could have had total control of the Republican Party had every single precinct in this state been filled with somebody who was a true conservative. But only, I think the number was 43% of those seats and positions were filled. We need 100% participation so we can get this ship righted. So,
well,
Jerry,
any tough thing like that, anything that's I deem to be pretty much impossible, I always say, good luck with that.
I think we're going to be able to do it this time around. People are just that pissed off.
All right. Good luck with that. Evans, out.
Thank you, Jerry. Monica J. out, too. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. The Keeping Up with the Kardashians finale aired last night. Many got teary-eyed when Kim deflated her boo-hine, turned off the lights, and left the mansion for good. Ben Affleck was spotted in a Vegas casino playing blackjack around 3 a.m. on Wednesday. It's good to see that Ben can gamble at something other than trying to nail his nanny without his wife finding out. COVID has caused a national exotic dancer shortage. Ironic that this is the industry most in need of a stimulus plan. A new line of Barbies is made from recycled plastics. They got the idea from the Kardashians. Wendy's is giving away free Frosties every Friday in June. Now the bad news. To get one, you have to go to Wendy's. And today is National Corn on the Cob Day, making tomorrow, how did that end up in my poop day? This is not headline news.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And, of course, we've got a great prize for you today. $25 tab at El Adobe Cafe. Ugh, I love Mexican food. I love Italian food. I love Chinese food. I just love food, but I love El Adobe food. So, $25 tab for our text question, which we might do just after the Fox News report. But also want to bring up the fact that reliable news of what's going on around the world. I tell you, epic times. I love it. I click on it this morning. First story I see, CDC to hold emergency meeting over rare post-vaccination heart inflammation. Isn't that something we should have known about before the FDA approved these toxic chemicals being put in a vial and shot into our arms? Sorry, not our arms, into people's arms, because I ain't getting it. Shouldn't this stuff have all been tested? Oh, wait, no, they didn't have to do the tests. You're the guinea pigs. Especially in kids 18 to 6 months old. Fauci's coming out with the fear again, saying that this new variant that's coming down the line, it's even more deadly. But some amazing stories that I wish I could get to all of them today. Hundreds of whistleblowers say military forcing anti-American indoctrination on them. That's coming from Senator Tom Cotton. You know, the same senator who actually gave us the heads up about the virus. Because they wanted it to be a little bit more out there in the public before he brought attention to it. People were criticizing him for saying anything. Another story, prices rising at fastest pace in years, fueling more inflation fears. Oh, trust me, people, hyperinflation is coming. We're already seeing it. I love this. House GOP, Facebook's Zuckerberg needs to surrender communications with Fauci over COVID-19. Florida Board of Education votes to ban critical race theory in public schools. DeSantis tears into Fauci after leaked emails reignite the Wuhan lab theory. The stories are out there. There are people that are actually doing investigative reporting. You just have to go find the people who are willing to tell you the truth. Just like we do here on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
What to do. It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk on this fabulous Friday. It just keeps going on. It just shows you how it doesn't matter what education system it is. We just keep churning out anti-Americans. Students signed fake petition to cancel Memorial Day over American imperialism. What do? We get off our duffs. And we start educating people, not through the school system. Today's poll question at 923 and 991fmtalk.com. Do you think the school closures are the cause of children's mental health issues? Yesterday's poll question, if an inmate in the Nevada correctional system is taken to the hospital, should family or emergency contacts be immediately notified? Only 72% said yes. That really surprises me. Actually, really surprises me. Okay, I promised you I would do this for that $25 tab at El Adobe Cafe. Here we go. Armstrong and Getty talked about a call from a nurse in Reno. And then I picked it up too. What was the topic of that call? Text your answer within 90 seconds. First one in at 884-9910 wins. You can't have won in the last 30 days, as Brian learned yesterday when he called in at 28. So, 90 seconds. Go. 884-9910. What were Armstrong and Getty talking about? A call from a nurse here in Reno. What was the topic of that call? 884-9910. Grabbing a couple of quick things here from texts. I absolutely, absolutely love this. I would like the governor to tell us how many of the illegals that got their driver's licenses actually got insurance, which was the purpose of doing it. Yeah, remember that? They said they wanted to keep you safe. Again, it's always in the name of your security and safety. if they got their driver's licenses, they could go get insurance. They could get car insurance. Yeah, really? You think any of them actually did that? I don't think so. Did Guzman have insurance? I don't think so. But let's look into that. Let's see. Obviously, they don't read our emails because they have their own agenda. Well, yeah, that is true. And that's why we have to crack that agenda and take it back to we the people. Nether text, I got an email from Natchez Shooting Supplies today offering me 9mm CCI for $589. Same ammo they sold me 2 years ago for $170. If it was gas during a hurricane, they would be yelling price gouging. That is so true. Speaking of all of this, going out to my brothers and sisters who support the Second Amendment, just received this from a very PO'd listener. I just learned Sisalak. I changed it. It actually says I just learned Lickasack has signed into law AB 286. 10,000 poxes upon Governor Sisalak, 1,000 poxes upon every person who voted for Democrats, and 1,000 poxes upon the Democrats in the Nevada legislature. 1,000 poxes upon any Leo who lives up to George Orwell's portrayal of them as blindly obedient dogs and enforces this law. The long gun and pistol I carry when I pull security duty are homemade. My new Yunta precision bolt action rifle is illegal. I am now a criminal. Needless to say, I am royally pissed. And anybody who has any of these firearms should be. Because this is a blatant violation of your Second Amendment right. Shall not be infringed upon. It's that simple. Why did the Founding Fathers create that amendment and term it so vaguely? Because they knew that times would change. And the militia, the American people, who may have to go up against a tyrannical government, which we are seeing right now, they knew that the American people would have to have the ability to have the same firepower. The same firepower. That's why shall not be infringed upon. For all of those Democrats out there saying, no, they were talking about muskets and that's what people should be carrying. Well, as someone who is more theatrical than I, put it in an email to me the other day, when you sit down in a dark room lit by a candle on a piece of parchment paper, writing with your ink and quill, send me your opinions on the Second Amendment, then I'll believe that, you know, we weren't supposed to progress. The Founding Fathers knew that we would have better technology, better things in the future. And they wanted to make sure that that wasn't hindered. But Democrats and these anti-Second Amendments types like Sisalak, who's being funded by Bloomberg, and I'm sure a few others, who are completely against the American people protecting themselves, they have no problem with infringing on your rights. Just like the First Amendment rights of your free speech zones. No. I have the freedom of speech. Don't stick me in a zone away from everybody. I'll speak my mind wherever I want. As long as I'm not hurting anyone, that's the right of the freedom of speech. Whether you think it's hate speech, whether you think it's sexist, racist, whatever, it's called the freedom of speech. And the snowflakes need to get over it. It is the list goes on of what we have to fight for. This is great. Real America's Voice put this out today. What are the consequences for lying to Congress? Who in recent memory has ever been prosecuted for lying to Congress? There have been some who have been jailed. Yeah. General Flynn. Yeah. Where are all the others who have lied to Congress and nobody went to jail? You know, like Fauci. He lied to Congress. We've got the emails now to prove it. Here is some good news. I absolutely love this because I'm, you know, when I get a few minutes, I love home improvement TV. I love my home. I love being in my home. I love working on my home. So I love home improvement shows. Two of my favorite stars, Chip and Joanna Gaines, they are going to donate to campaign against CRT, critical race theory, in schools. How awesome is that? How awesome is the fact that that actually came out? Because now I'm sure they will be branded as racist and, you know, every other horrible word that the left can throw at them, that they will. But they're using their money that we have allowed them to make to fight for America. The melting pot that we provide equal opportunity for everyone, no matter your race, religion, your gender, male or female. I think that's pretty cool, and I thank them for that. Because remember, words matter, and definitions matter. Because we know there is equality all around us. You have the right to go out and apply for any job. The problem is, now they're changing it to equity. And there's a big difference between equity and equality. Even these schools, even the workings of our medical environment, whether it be med school or once you become a doctor, hospitals, clinics, all these things will not be hiring on qualifications. They will not be hiring the best and brightest doctors. They will be hiring on equity to make sure that they have this many black doctors, this many white doctors, this many Asian, this many Indian, this many Hispanic. So again, it doesn't matter if you can or can't. This world now is run by the color of your skin. Is that right? It's the Monica Jay Show. Big congratulations going out to Candy, as sweet as can be. Like she hasn't heard that before. Candy in Washoe Valley knew the answer to today's text question. And that was Armstrong and Getty talked about a call from a nurse from Reno. What was the topic of that call? Well, the topic of that call was also today's poll question. She said the hospitals are being overrun with kids with mental health issues. Look at what we've put the kids through for the last year and a half. Well, look what we were putting the kids through before that. Even before all of this garbage started. They still weren't getting the education they deserved. If they were from conservative families and their families voted for Trump and they loved Trump as the president, they were going to school every day hearing that, you know, he was a mother effer. Yeah, I got a text from somebody. Said the little one came home and said Trump was a mother effer. From eighth grade. Really? Oh, I'm sorry, not from eighth grade. She's 13. What is 13? Well, do the math. Seventh or eighth. That was close. You know, I know somebody came up with the idea that we need body cams for cops. Maybe that should be Monday's poll question. Do we want body cameras on teachers? I think that would be very interesting. It's the Monica Jay Show, always coming up with interesting things. We'll be back right after this to wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Today's show is brought to you by Norton Computer Security Suggestions. Those pop-ups are like having a security guard standing next to you, constantly asking to make more money.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today as we wrap up the show. More and more coming out about Blue's Clues, and parents are fighting back. They're turning Blue's Clues off because of all of the propaganda for the LGBTQ community plus community that they're putting out in every form to the children. You know, I love drag queens. I've been to drag queen shows. Love it. Love RuPaul. But they're always, in my past, they've always been beautiful, stunning. Tu Wong Fu with love. Even made, you know, even made some of my favorite guys look like gorgeous women. But have you noticed the drag queens now with the horns and... Yeah. They just look like demons. They look evil, but they're supposed to be colorful, so that's okay. Well, parents are fighting back. The other thing I find interesting about this whole Blue's Clues thing is the power symbol that is being shown. The fist, the raised fist. Now they have it in, you know, multicolors, and that's supposed to be. You know what? Unity is not a fist. Love is not a fist. A fist is aggression. It is hate. you portray me as someone who is white, as someone who hates gay people, as someone who hates any color other than mine. And that's not true because you don't know me. Yet that is what you are portraying to little children. What we need to portray are open hands. A hand up. That is positivity. That is love. Give me your hand. We will do this together. Why is this all coming crashing down on us? Because that's the way the Great Reset works. To push it through, they have to have us all at each other's throats. And we can say no. Have a great weekend. Have a blessed weekend. I absolutely love you. See you Monday.